You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You know, we always talk about the misses the Knicks have had in the draft, and there's been many of them, you know, whether it be missing out on, you know, a pick before them as a superstar, pick after them as a superstar, whatever it may be. But there's one thing that we just at least have to acknowledge at this point is that not drafting Zion Williamson has been a blessing for them in a major way, as this gets even worse and worse. So during NBA All-Star Weekend, C.J. McCollum, longtime trailblazer, got traded to the Pelicans at the deadline, is asked by Kenny Smith, have you spoken to Zion Williamson and see where he's at? And he goes, no, I haven't spoken to him. He goes, I've talked to some people around him, but he goes, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it, which, you know, I thought was some crazy stuff. I mean, and you forget about him because he's a Pelican, but if this were going on in New York and Zion Williamson was a Knick, imagine this guy would be getting roasted every day.
Well, you know, supposedly they're saying NBA insiders are saying that Zion Williamson may need another surgery on his foot.
Oh, no.
I don't know where he is. I'm assuming that the last I think I heard that he was out in Portland working at the Nike facility or something, or working out there. I'm not really sure. But the thing is, much like Mekhi Becton, are you going to eat yourself out of the basket?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the last time we saw him, he looked huge. Then he disappeared. No wonder he probably doesn't want to be seen again.
Oh, that's
embarrassing for him.
That's the thing that, like, you know, I don't know why I just thought of this, but for the Jets, and, you know, we have said this, and we said it throughout the season about Mekhi Becton and his weight, and just
fat.
That is a huge draft pick for Joe Douglas, and Rob Saleh put the word out to Mekhi Becton, you got to come back and you got to earn your spot.
Oh, he did. I mean, he did it publicly. He basically said it's going to be a competition for that job. So he put the pressure on him. But, I mean, it's bad. I mean, this is, you know, Zion, we were screaming for him. I went out and got crystals to try to get the Knicks to win the lottery that year. We thought it was going to be it. We had, you know, dreams of Kevin Durant and Zion Williamson being together. And, of course, it went completely the other direction. But this would have been, so just so, you know, everybody says, like, you know, the Knicks, if Zion Williamson would have went to the Knicks, it would have been a bust or whatever. I mean, it's a bust right now with the Pelicans. I mean, this is Greg Oden-like.
Plus, it turned out good for R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett's
so far,
a good
player.
He's a good, solid player. I don't know if he'll turn out to be a, you know,
here's the problem,
full-on all-star, but I think he's on that path.
Here's the problem. Ja Morant is a legit superstar.
Yeah, I know.
But
I also think that RJ has really grown into a nice young player and continue to grow and to continue to get bigger and stronger.
Well, he's better than what Zion has turned out to be,
100%.
That's for sure. Zion's been nothing.
You know, and then that's the question that now, with the Knicks starting up on Friday, what changes actually can be made?
See, I don't think much. I really don't. I mean, at this point, I'd rather see the younger players, just because I don't think the season is going anywhere. Now, are you asking me, like, what changes could be made so they can make a run to try to grab one of these play-in spots?
I think that they still believe that they can do that, but when you take a look at their schedule, you say, man, this is going to be really difficult.
Yeah, I mean, so to me, that's over, then done with, and they're not thinking that way. But to me,
then if that's the case, then just play the young guys, and then what? You have older guys like Fournier and Julius Randle not playing. I mean, how do you not play Julius Randle?
They're going to play Julius Randle.
Oh, he's coming off of like his five best games of the year.
I mean, basically what you want to see is a lot of McBride. You want to see a lot of Grimes. You want to see a lot of Obi Toppin. You want to see a lot of Emmanuel Quickly. That's what you want to see.
And Cam Reddish?
And Cam Reddish as well. I'd like to see more of him. Absolutely. I mean, but
all right, so then who, you know, I guess Derrick Rose is coming back at some point.
Yeah, but you know what? Tibbs is going to be thinking, I got to squeeze out everything I can.
I can't let this season just go right down the toilet. I got to try to get one. So Derrick Rose is going to play. When Derrick Rose comes back, he's going to play. He's going to play significant minutes, and he's going to look at him as sort of a savior because they've been tied together for so many years of their respective careers. So I don't know. I mean, to me, it's fool's gold. There's no point in them trying to even make a run at this point. I just want to see what the roster has and then head into the offseason. Hopefully something significant happens with them. But what is that significant move? What is it? I don't know. It's not like a free agent class that is just, you know, bursting at the seams for the Knicks to go out and sign somebody.
Yeah, well, all I know is that Chris Drury better go out and make some trades because he's going to need it, because this is not a Stanley Cup worthy
March
team
what
yet.
For the trade deadline?
It's like March like 18th or something 18th, like that, or 20th, somewhere
March
around there.
March 18th. I still got a ways to go.
Yeah. Yeah, but teams are already making moves.
You got a ways to go.
Teams are already making moves, man.
I think the Islanders make up. I think they're buyers or sellers.
Sellers.
Oh, man, you're really down on the Islanders.
I'm trying to be honest with you. If that Rangers were in the situation where the Islanders are, I'd be sellers.
Selling?
I'd be selling.
Okay. Jerry's calling from Long Island. What's going on, Jerry?
Yeah, hi. Boomer just made a statement which really kind of was pretty upsetting where, you know, Boomer's an icon. There's a lot of kids listening.
Many kids.
And all of a sudden, we hear that, unfortunately, that's the way things are going now, like things that happened between Michigan and Wisconsin. What about Boomer stating that there should be a lot more respect and sportsmanship?
That's what he's been saying all morning. I think you've missed that stuff, Jerry. I think that and I'll speak for Boomer. I am Boomer's a PR rep this morning. I think he's been saying that all morning long. If anything, I've been the one who's been poo-pooing the slap and saying that it was entertaining more than anything else. Boomer is totally offended by this. He's appalled, and he needs to see more professionalism in sports. It makes him sick.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah.
Because he's an icon. An
icon, yeah. Man, yeah, I mean, we've had, and I don't know if you heard earlier, but we had many, many children call up the show and say, thank you, Boomer, for your stance on this, because in my own development as a child, I need to hear people like Boomer have takes like this in order for me to grow up and be a responsible adult. So it's been a great feel-good show from the get-go. Kids off from school, they're getting up, what are we going to do? Let's put on Boomer for our moral compass. Yeah. It's been a great teaching lesson for the America's youth today on Boomer and Geo.
Where do you think he got the idea that I was poo-pooing something?
I have no idea. I think, all right. Honest answer on this? I think that he thought you were, when you said, like, it's the
More of a reflection of society.
Yeah, yeah. It's like eroding, and like you're sort of cavalierly just tossing it away, like, oh, well, this is the way things are now, so whatever. But that's not what you were saying.
No.
You were saying it's just a reflection of the world, which is a sad thing.
Yeah.
Which is very, very,
very sad.
Very sad. Yeah, of course. Pete's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Pete?
All right, guys.
All right.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, are you?
Thank God I can watch you guys in this la la land I'm in. But whatever.
But what are you doing out there if you hate it so much?
I love it here. Who said I hate it?
Oh, you like in this la la land, huh? Like the way you said it didn't sound like you liked it.
Well, I do love Los Angeles, but I love Staten Island better.
Okay, all right, very good. All right, so would you move out there for work or something?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
we can't figure it out. Like, it sounds to me like it's a witness protection.
Well, no.
No, it's not that.
Protection.
Okay.
I'm from Staten Island.
Oh, okay.
Right. Can we talk about Zion?
We can talk about Zion. I think you're a little more interesting, but we'll do what you want. Go ahead, Pete.
All right, let's talk about Zion requesting a trade because he's not going to get a max contract, and the Knicks have to do this. They have to. We need Zion in New York.
Well, why would you want him with the way his career has gone so far? And he might need another foot surgery.
Because he's 22 years old.
Okay. So does that mean that he's going to have a great career? I mean, so far it's been overweight, disappointment, injury, can't find him.
You got to get him in New York eating pizza.
You got to get him in New York eating pizza, and that's going to be the thing that puts him over the top. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good, Pete. Hey, Pete, what do you do out there in L.A.?
Oh, I'm a waiter.
Oh, okay. All right. So you moved out there to be a waiter?
Yeah. So I wait over here, and then when I go to New York, I'll wait over there.
All right. So what? So you choose to go to California during these months because there's more people out there and more tips?
Listen, it's 80 degrees here.
So that's why.
You got to follow me on Instagram. I mean, I'm the best thing going right now. From New York, from L.A., from Florida, from Atlantic City, from Jersey. From Arizona. I'm going to Arizona right now. I'm going to play golf.
Oh, okay. Wow, it sounds like a great life that you've carved out for yourself.
A lot of money waiting.
I'm a local 3 electrician, so I'm allowed to do what I want.
Oh, so your electrician as well is waiting.
Yeah, I actually work down the block from you guys most of the time.
Oh, nice. All right, very good. And when are you coming back to New York? When the weather warms up?
Right after Coachella,
you go to Coachella.
No, and then I go to the Jersey Shore, and then I go to, yeah.
When is Coachella?
The first week of April.
Oh, man, out in Palm Springs, right?
Is there any openings at Local 3 or no?
Nah, we got too many members.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting yourself all sauced up at Coachella. You like...
To be honest with you, I want to coach either the Knicks or the Lakers, or if not both.
You want to coach the Knicks or the Lakers?
100%. If I coach the Lakers right now, we win the championship.
Really? You have any credentials as a coach?
I've been to 3 games. We're 3-0.
You've been to 3 games. What about, do you have a resume as a coach?
Yeah, I coach Star of the Sea, a lady Star of the Sea in Staten Island.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. So you're a basketball coach. All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a lot of things, but preferably a basketball coach.
All right. So the first thing you said was you're a waiter. Then you said you're an electrician, and you're also a basketball coach. And you live in 4 different places.
Yeah, I live Pete. Nowhere. I live nowhere.
Pete, is Pete your real name, Pete?
Yeah, Peter.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. You sound very interesting.
I am.
Well, when you're back here in New York, give us a call, and we'll find some time to hang out because I got to pick your brain, man. Sounds like you got a lot of connections.
Yeah, what is your Instagram,
Island,
Peter?
You got to come to the South Shore of Staten Island.
You got an Instagram, Peter?
P Staten
724. P Staten 724. All right, perfect. Is that your birthday so people can rip off your identity?
Yeah, July 24th.
Yeah, of course.
July,
yeah,
Kobe.
Smart.
July Kobe.
Yeah, P Staten. Let's take a look if you don't mind.
Is it Pete Staten or Pete, just the letter P?
P lowercase Staten 724.
Okay, hold on. 724. There you are, Peter. All right,
yeah,
nice.
That's me.
Yeah, he says, you know what, where, when, who. There you are, man. Is that you with your lovely significant other there?
Nah. Well, yeah, I guess.
Wait. What do you mean? You guess?
I'm not married. I got no kids. Come
this
on.
Is a picture from 4 days ago. And it says Queen.
Who well, that's you? My that's my friend.
That's your friend? Do you have a little friends with benefit situation or no?
No.
No, you never?
No.
Never?
No way. Can't
okay. All right,
like
very good.
Forever.
Okay,
like
just making sure. I mean, you look like you're really having a great time, man, with your life on this Instagram.
Well, I am having a good time.
How do you become
I'm
Pete's friend?
I'm sober 4.5 years.
Congratulations, man. That's
nice,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
yeah.
Pete.
I've been coming here since 2013.
Just you go out there to capitalize on the weather and the tips, I'm sure. Out
Lakers.
In L.A.
And the Lakers and the Dodgers.
Oh, you're a Lakers fan, a Dodgers fan?
No, I'm a Yankee fan, but when I'm in the West Coast, I'm a Lakers fan.
I don't blame you. Why not? Just root for him.
Hey, Kobe was my favorite player of all time.
Yeah, so you have yourself a woman or not? You're just out there single and mingling.
I'm single out here. I don't have any girls.
You don't need that anything tying you down, right?
I got a lot of work out here. Busy.
You're
very
busy.
Very busy.
Very busy.
Yeah.
All right, so P Staten 724, you probably get a whole bunch. You got a lot of followers. You got 867 followers. It's not bad for just a guy.
Yeah, but then why do I only get 8 likes when I post a picture?
I don't know. Did you buy followers?
No, I can't afford that.
You don't even have a single like on your last picture.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying?
What the hell's going on?
And people, I don't know. I think it's my family.
You think your family is the one holding you back from getting likes?
They got orders of protection on me.
Oh, do they? For what now?
Yeah. Well, they didn't. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
So they're now controlling your Instagram?
I don't know, man. I got to come back to Staten Island. I miss New York. I want to just see the
Well, what'd you do, Pete, to get an order of protection against you?
I just lived my life.
You just lived your life?
Yes.
Okay.
I live my life. I'm sober. They can't handle me sober.
They can't handle you sober, so you're more intense sober, so they took out an order of protection against you because you're sober.
Well, no. They people don't understand me. My friends do. My friends' families do. Everybody understands me, but...
Now, when you're talking about your family, you're talking about an ex-wife, or you're talking about your mom, dad, brother, sisters?
Yeah, exactly. Mom, dad, brother, sister. They don't know.
So, I mean, is there any hope for reconciliation with the family?
Oh, I think it happened. I just spoke to her mom. She went to church, so she's praying for me as we speak.
Oh, really? So she went to church, and she's praying for you, so you think there might be a chance that she'll drop this order of protection, and you can...
No, but it's not my mother. It's my sister. My sister's the head honcho behind the whole operation.
Well, what's her beef?
Oh, jeez. You got to ask her.
Yeah? All right.
Her name is Marie.
Does she have an Instagram?
I don't know. I haven't spoke to her in a long time.
Yeah, well, obviously you're not allowed to legally.
Yeah, I got to follow the laws, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, so you say you're sober. It looks like you're smoking cigars or you're smoking blunts?
Yeah, I smoke cigars on the South Shore of Staten Island all day, every day.
Okay, all right. So this is not a blunt that I'm watching you smoke here on your Instagram.
I don't smoke weed no more. Smoking weed for little kids.
Come it on, isn't. This is a picture of you outside of the Fendi store somewhere. Are you a wealthy man buying Fendi?
That was in Vegas.
Okay, did you buy anything at Fendi or just take a picture of you next to the sign?
No, I'm a professional poker player, so I had to...
Oh, you're also a professional poker player. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So,
hold him.
So, professional poker player, basketball coach, local 3 electrician, and a waiter. Am I missing anything?
A lot more. I just don't really want to tell you about a lot more things because, I mean, I got like 39 streams of income.
Okay. All right. But listen, you're hustling. You're getting the job done.
I just want to coach the Lakers or the Knicks.
All right. I know we heard you.
That's all I want to do.
As I learn more about you, Peter, I don't believe that that's probably going to be the case. I don't think that's going to happen.
Jeannie Buss will hire me. I mean, she seen me the other day.
She's going to hire you to do what?
Put the ball in Russell Westbrook's hands and let's go.
Oh, come on. It's been terrible. That's where you're losing me.
Hey, Pete, have you seen Tinder Swindler?
No, I heard about it, though.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Got to see it. Got to watch
it. I'm not into that. I'm not into scamming. I'm not a scammer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Scammer. So, like, are these some of your nicknames? P-Staten, P-W, Peter Eater, Pablo, Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
King
yeah.
Crypto.
There's more.
Petey Poker.
Yep.
Birdman.
Yep.
Stooge.
Yep.
Those are all your nicknames?
I got more.
You got more than that. Wow. Anybody else with a question for Pete before we let him go? Is anybody else interested in anything? I think we've hit on everything possible. Yeah. All right, very good. Well, we'll be following you on Instagram. I got you some more followers by talking about your Instagram. You got like, I don't know, about 250 followers just in the course of this conversation.
Well, now What do I got to do now?
You got to be interesting. Do something interesting. Yeah. Don't do anything stupid. Just do something interesting.
I've done stupid shit my whole life.
It took him that long. All right, very good. Well, we have to let you go now because you cursed there.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah, no, I was just waiting for that.
Peace, Dad.
He had 0 likes on one picture. He's now got 47 likes.
Basically, his family has a order of protection out against him. I wonder what their side of the story is.
His sister. Does.
Yeah, but I wonder what her side of the story is.
And he has like 4 residences, right? L.A., Arizona, Staten Island, Jersey Shore.
He's obviously a poker player.
Yeah.
He's 39 streams of income.
Yes.
With a nickname for each one.
He's got like 100 Instagram stories of just his day yesterday. Just story after story.
Was he doing anything interesting?
He's smoking a cigarette. He's filming some guy riding a bike. It looks like you're aligned with him politically.
Good news there.
Yeah. There's a friend of his. There's a fat friend of his on a couch. That's basically all we've got. and they're smoking cigarettes and drinking White Claw. Man, I tell
White
you.
White Claw.
I thought he was sober.
Well, his friend is drinking White Claw. Okay. He doesn't seem like he's drinking White Claw. He's just filming his friend. And now his friend is beating up his other friend on his Instagram story, you see? That whole de-evolution thing you were talking about?
Here it is.
Here you go.
It's like Big Zoo right there.
All right. Take a break. Pete in Staten Island. We'll talk about Zion Williamson, and then we find out everything about his life. What a character. It is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco back with us. He's got another update and moment of the day. What's happening, Jerry?
We're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. So much sports to get to. I mean, we're talking NBA,
hell yeah,
All-Star game. We've got the college basketball. We've got the baseball we can get to. But I figure this time around, we'll start with a new segment I like to call My Louise. This is too good not to replay some of this.
Yeah.
So you called into your mother-in-law who is watching the kids, and it's fair to say a little tough start to the phone call when you got her on the line, or now got her on the line.
Good morning, Louise. How are you? You all right? Hello?
Shut up, Greg.
That was funny. Now, clearly she's having trouble turning the television off. You can certainly understand.
Do you understand?
Good morning, Louise.
Do you have...
Louise?
Yeah.
Greggy, I have my back brace on.
You have your back brace on? She's still not understanding it. You got to shut the television off.
And then while you would continue to... If you're just waking up and hearing this, it was tremendous. Greg starts to get a little frustrated.
Shut the TV off.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, all right. Shut the TV off. All right, very good. It sounds like my mother is there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me now?
I'm not here.
Hello?
Hey, you just shut the TV off.
Sounds like things... You got to shut it off!
Okay.
Between the two of you, how many mothers and grandmothers does it take to shut a television off?
Brad?
Yeah, here we are. Yes, we're here now.
Okay. What a disaster this was.
Oh, my God.
And then I like how she takes charge. Hope you're enjoying working today, because tomorrow you ain't working.
It's been a rough morning. Oh, I figured. So, yeah, I figured as much when you wrote back fine.
Yes, Greggy, I'll tell you, we're going to be happy when you're off tomorrow.
Yeah, see, look at that. See,
you're not sleeping in late because you're going to whoever tonight. Oh,
well, and that's the end of a new segment called My Louise.
However. Whoever you're seeing tonight, I don't care. You better, your ass better be up letting the dogs out. Christ's sakes.
Oh, man, that is funny. So, yeah, that's what's going on in the Giannotti house as we speak. Hi, Louise. How are you? I wasn't here when she said hello. Pretty good. We will have Rutgers at Michigan on Wednesday. Why is that notable? Well, that's because of what happened yesterday in Wisconsin, plus Rutgers lost to Purdue last night, 84-72, Wisconsin beating Michigan 77-63, and then, of course, the handshake line. That's what we're talking about. Here is Juwan Howard. He was upset Why that is, he went after Greg Gard. He explains here.
I didn't like the timeout being called, and I'll be totally honest with you. I thought it was, not necessary at that moment.
And that's pretty much what the guys on TV were saying, was that it was the timeout that was called with 15 seconds to go.
You know, I thought that that was, you know, what I felt wasn't fair to our guys. And so that's what happened.
And he, when he looks at it, he blames Gard for everything that happened here.
For someone to touch me. And I think that was very uncalled for him to touch me.
Touch
as
me.
We were verbalizing and communicating with one another. So that's what ended up happening. And that's what escalated it.
And that was pretty much it.
Touch me. Slap me. Touch me. Slap me.
Reporter following up.
Well, as far as touching, I mean, obviously, there's touch obvious me. Touching with touch the handshake line. It must have been more than that, is what you're saying.
More than that. Yeah. Touching touch me unnecessary with the. It wasn't cause for that when we were talking.
Here, slap me.
here was Gard's version.
He came up to me and pulled his max down and said, "I'll remember that." And he started pointing it at me and tapped me in the chest. And I said, "Hold on.
Touch me.
Let me explain to you why I took the time out."
He's too much. And then I want to get to this one. Where is it? Because this was the one you couldn't stand. This is the AD at Wisconsin, Chris McIntosh.
The Big Ten takes pride in acting with class, and that didn't happen today.
No, it didn't.
I expect the league is going to act swiftly and aggressively. We've got staff that have been affected and injured, hit in the face.
In the face! We've got staff getting injured in the face.
I want to see this replay go a little bit further and see who actually is throwing punches.
You want to see Diabate, number 14. I think he's the one a couple of seconds later. I think he throws a punch as well.
And where is he, like, in terms of he's one of their better players.
Player. Yeah, right? I mean, you know, he's not I wouldn't say he's one of their top guys, but he's a good player. He's important for sure.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's because it's not just the Juwan Howard slap. I mean, there's more to this. Slap me. there's much more to this.
Yes. So we will see. I'm just pulling it up now. Let's see. Diabate is, I mean, he's 1, 2, 3. He's fourth in scoring. So definitely a relevant player for sure. We'll see what happens to Howard and what happens to him as well. Rutgers at Michigan on Wednesday night. Iona did beat Fairfield 76-58 as they go to 22-5 on the season. All right, to the All-Star game in Cleveland last night. And wouldn't you know it, who would hit the game-winning shot? That would be one LeBron James.
Look at LeBron calling for it, Rich.
And he is from Akron.
Let's do it.
Cleveland.
Let's do it.
Yeah, that was on TNT. Those guys were having a blast, and why not? LeBron, the game winner, 163-160. Team LeBron beat Team Durant. Steph Curry was the All-Star Game MVP. He went for 50, hit 16 threes.
It's fun. It's like obviously a lot of reps, a lot of work, and then this is the freedom to just be creative and have fun with it. And it's obviously great when I get going, the energy picks up, and I think the game kind of turned in the right direction after that, too.
Giannis had
those guys love them themselves.
No, they do. They really love themselves.
I mean, look at that. That was at 40 feet.
Yeah. There was nobody in front of him.
Yeah, the problem is he makes it more than he misses it.
Yeah, I know he does. And, you know, by the way, all he does is shoot every day in practice, right?
Yeah, I understand. And there's that one video of him in the corner making about 50 in a row. I get it, but still, it's so far. But, hey, good for them, as they say. Durant was not at the event because of the death of his grandmother. Donovan Mitchell was sick. He missed the game. And the season will pick up again coming up on Thursday. Nets take on the Celtics. Friday, Knicks and Heat. And for the Suns, by the way, Chris Paul is out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken thumb. He did make an appearance last night, played a couple of minutes, and then sat himself down. Big week. I don't know if they're meeting yet, but the baseball owners and players expected to start meeting today because they need to iron something out. I don't call it the deadline, but they say they need to figure something out by the 28th if they're going to start the season on time. So that's 1 week from today. We'll see if they can figure it out or not. Rangers, Senators last night as the Blue Shirts pick up a road win.
Strome to Zibanejad to Panarin. Moves in with a shot. He scores! Artemi Panarin! It's a power play goal, and the Rangers Rangers take a 2-1 lead.
That was Sam Rosen on MSG. 2-1 the final score. Ryan Strome scoring as well as the Blue Shirts win in Ottawa, pick up the 2 points. The Islanders, however, did not pick up 2 points. They got one. Chris King was filling in for Brendan Burke on MSG. Burke apparently had the some sort of a child-related cold, as he said. So it was not COVID.
Well, child-related
what he
cold.
Said was he was sick but wanted to make sure people knew it wasn't COVID. It was more probably picked it up from the kids coming home from school. So
we're going to have to do that for the rest of our lives, aren't we? Like when we get sick, it's not COVID.
Well,
not COVID.
You don't have to, but I think people like to know.
Yeah, no, I know.
Here was Chris King on MSG as Brock Nelson got the game tying goal to at least get them the point.
3 minutes remaining in period three, still 2-1 Montreal. Loose puck, Brock Nelson on it, shoots, he scores! Oh, Nelly Brock is tied at two!
I feel like we've ruined Matt Lachlan and Chris King.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Well, because they're not as fun as they used to be.
Yeah.
They sound too good now.
Well, Chris King, I think, and maybe dialed it back a little bit on TV.
Maybe.
Matt Lachlan, for sure, has changed his entire sound because of us.
I liked his sound.
So did I.
Still
so
good, but.
Why we would reference it all the time.
Canadians beat the Islanders in a shootout 3-2 despite that game-tying goal from Nelson. So the Isles come away with just 1 point. Austin Cindric wins the Daytona 500. And in golf, Joaquin Niemann, the winner at the Genesis Invitational. Time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment
of the Day! So CBS Sports Network played the piece about following me around a Rutgers game. They did it in between the segments during a break. Boomer noting that in some shots, A, I looked heavy and fat. That's fine. But here he was talking about me wearing a mask, and in other shots that I'm not wearing a mask, and he was quite confused.
What's the deal with you? Like, you can wear a mask in some areas, and you don't have to wear a mask in others?
If we're working, when we're on the air, we don't have to wear it. But when you walk around the building, yeah.
So you can't get sick when you're working, but you can if you're walking around the building?
I mean, don't do that to me. I don't know. My guess is that will be lifted at some point, but yeah. I don't know.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, do you know why Jerry has to wear masks in certain areas and not other areas at Rutgers? Did you find that out?
No, I didn't, but we had to wear one as well.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right.
Are you wearing one right now?
I just put it down to speak to you, but yes.
Okay. Well, hurry up and put it back on before you get ill.
Yeah.
Steven, are you happy with the way it came out? It looked pretty good. I would say so.
It was a fun night.
Okay, all right, very good. That's Steven Waldron of CBS Sports who put that together.
When are you guys going down to Bradley Beach to follow Al around?
Whenever he wants us.
No, okay. Every day.
Love to have,
you guys a little bit more exposure.
Right,
for
like
great.
The Truman Show down there.
Be interested in. There you go. Moment of the day. We'll see if they schedule that anytime soon.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you. Have fun at the cornhole playoffs tonight.
Yeah, playoffs tonight. No sleep for you tomorrow. Yeah. Night.
Well, I got the afternoon right before baseball practice.
God.
A 50-degree, you'll be outside today?
No, we'll be in the gym.
Okay.
Man, oh, man. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For Tough Studio. Oh. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Mike Tomlin and the Steelers hire Brian Flores to be a linebackers coach for them. As far as I'm concerned, I guess, or as far as I know, not as I'm concerned, but as far as I know, the lawsuit is still happening. It's not like because you got a job in the NFL as an assistant coach that has been dropped. You know, I do wonder, though, I mean, you know, him taking that job, not taking the job, you know, did he hem and haw about that at all because of the lawsuit? You know, and I don't know if it helps him or hurts him at all. This has to do with being a head coach. And he's been a head coach before, but, you know, going through the process and the jobs to be a head coach. So I don't know if it negatively impacts his lawsuit. But listen, that's a great coaching staff to be a part of, a great head coach to be a part of. But I'm assuming he's taking this job to, you know, one day work himself back up into the ranks to get that opportunity again. That's the only reason why you would take it. I mean, other than money and working, but it was an interesting one when I saw it. It definitely caught my attention.
Yeah, well, it caught all of our attention, but I will say that the NFL has got a lot of work to do this offseason. Don't forget that the John Gruden lawsuit is still out there. You have the John Gruden lawsuit. You have the Brian Flores lawsuit. You have the Deshaun Watson issue. You've had a number of players that have basically gotten themselves in trouble now away from the field.
Yeah.
You have a lot of stuff going on this offseason. Plus, you know, we're right now in the midst of getting ready for the combine for these NFL players, and there's also controversy surrounding that now.
Yeah, what's going on? So agents are organizing a boycott of the NFL combine?
Yeah, and the NFLPA is basically telling agents and players that, you know, we're all about you guys taking, you know, your career in your own hands. Well, all right, what the hell we need a union for? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that they're going to look at this, because they don't represent the players until they become NFL players.
Yeah, the bubble restrictions is the problem that they have.
Whatever. They just don't – they find the whole process, you know, I would assume to be demeaning, and they can't control it. And, you know, there's 32 sets of doctors that have to look over players that are coming through injuries just in case they may, you know, draft them.
Yeah.
You know, they want to streamline the process. And, you know, and then on top of all of that, remember, you go through pro days. And you've also had a number of guys just go through their all-star games.
Sure, absolutely.
So there's a million ways to look at these kids.
Yep. No, absolutely. You know what it is, too, by the way? You know, why do I do this to myself every single year? Is I tell – every year a bunch of mock drafts come out. Every year they're all wrong. Every year
They're close. Most of the guys are pretty close, I would say.
They're close maybe in, like, the top two or three picks on their last mock draft.
Yeah, but usually at the end of, like, the 32 first-round picks, you know, 90% of those guys are all part of the mock drafts.
Okay, they're a part of the mock drafts, but they're not really right about where guys are going. They might be right about the players that are going, but they're not right about where they ended up.
Well, they, you know, it's almost impossible to figure out. So, all right, let's talk about Joe Douglas for a second.
Let's talk about Joe Douglas.
All right, so we all kind of think we know what the Jets need,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if he's going to trade out of a specific situation that he's in right now mm-hmm. to gain more picks later on so he can try to fill more holes.
That's right.
Or, you know, both the Jets and the Giants need a center. And there is a center there that will be, we all believe, will be a top 15 pick, and that's Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that either the Jets or the Giants are going to end up with him. And then if you say to yourself, all right, what else do the Jets or the Giants need? Well, they need edge rushers. They need defensive backs, especially the Jets. I mean, so you can sit here and you can try to predict what Joe Douglas is going to do, but then come draft day, who knows what he's going to be offered to move out of one of those spots.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's basically, I fall for this every single year, and then I end up getting mad at myself, and I say, I'm not going to pay attention to mock drafts the next year, and then I click on the mock drafts, and I'm looking at it.
What don't you like?
The fact that I get familiar with these players, and then they never end up on the teams that I'm paying attention to. That's what I don't like.
Okay, so who does one of these mock drafts.
This is CBS Sports.
Okay, so
CBS you're interested
Sports.
Too. This is what happens.
Yeah, all right,
you get
who do they have for Minnesota that you're looking at?
Well, no, I don't want to talk about them. We'll talk about the Jets and Giants. So, at the fourth overall pick, this CBS Sports mock draft has the Jets taking Charles Cross, the offensive lineman from Mississippi State.
Wow. Okay.
Pick number five. They've got the Giants taking Kayvon Thibodeau, another Thibodeau situation.
Okay.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
That's the edge rusher from Oregon.
Edge rusher from Oregon, which, okay, makes sense to me, right? Offensive line for the Jets, pass rush for the Giants, huh?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
All right. Then pick number 7. This is the pick that the Giants traded with the Bears in the previous draft. They've got the Giants taking Ahmad Gardner, the cornerback out of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And then the 10th pick, we've got a skill position guy going here in this mock draft. Drake London, wide receiver out of USC, goes to the Jets.
Big kid.
Jets out of the number 10 in this mock draft.
So I'll give you another mock draft if you'd like to hear it.
Let me hear it.
Okay, so the Jets at number 4, Derek Stingley Jr., defensive back.
Oh, LSU, right?
LSU, yep.
Get yourself an LSU guy.
And then number 5, Akeem Ekwonu. Is that right? Is that how you say it? The offensive lineman out of NC State?
Akeem Ekwonu.
Yeah, Ekwonu. Okay.
Ekwonu. Yeah,
Ekwonu.
I think so. Yeah.
All right. Number 7, they have Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame, going to the Giants.
Okay.
And then at number 10, they have Tyler Linderbaum, the center out of Iowa.
Yeah.
You could sit here all day long with all these different mock drafts and try to – You know what the teams need. We all do. But the other thing, too, you have to remember is that we're getting ready to come into free agency season.
Yeah.
And that's going to impact, I think, the draft as well.
Of course. Absolutely.
So if you are the, and plus, there's an amazing amount of money at the top of this draft for teams that have young quarterbacks. And those teams are going to go on a spending spree.
Yeah.
So.
You would think.
If you want to build around Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, now is the time to do it. And both the Chargers and the Bengals are at the top when you talk about the amount of money that they can spend in free agency.
Yeah, and we have talked about this before. There's lots of teams who have gone and won a Super Bowl, 3 right off the top of my head, before they paid the quarterback because the roster was so strong. The Seattle Seahawks is Russell Wilson. The Baltimore Ravens with Joe Flacco, the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. They all won their Super Bowl prior to the mega deal. Now, not like these guys were not getting
paid. Wouldn't you say that about Patrick Mahomes as well?
Patrick Mahomes is another one. Yep, absolutely. Patrick Mahomes. So that's 4 right there. Am I missing any others?
And Roethlisberger?
Yeah, that back in 2005 for sure, yeah, because that was his first year. Yeah, 05. Yeah. That's another
Eli Manning.
2007? Eli Manning in 07? Yeah. Eli Manning in 07. Well, now, they went back and did it again.
Yeah, but look at that.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, but he wasn't making the money in 12 that he was making later on, like 16. And after 12 came the really big contract.
That's right. And then obviously you got a million of the Brady ones in there. But that doesn't really count.
But Brady was never really making the money that he probably should have been making.
Right. Never.
And that's the argument that, the Packers are going to have to – and the conversation they're going to have with Aaron Rodgers. But then again, maybe having Aaron Rodgers on your team is going to keep your season ticket base flowing.
Yeah.
They also just raised another like $64 million in shares.
Yeah. What about the Eagles at that point? Had they given the contract to Carson Wentz? I know Nick Foles won it, but had they given the money to Carson Wentz at that point?
No.
Yeah, it's another one.
Still early.
They hadn't paid a quarterback either.
Right.
That's the key. The key to winning a Super Bowl in the NFL is taking advantage of that rookie contract of a very good quarterback. Got to have a very good quarterback.
You do, and both the Chargers and the Bengals have that.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that you have the Browns and the Ravens sitting, waiting. What do we do with our guys?
Yeah, it's tricky.
It's really tricky because, especially in the case of Lamar Jackson, because he was an MVP.
Mm-hmm.
So as an MVP, I think he was thinking he was going to get a contract last year.
Well, I would have.
And
if I were him.
Jason Lockenfor was reporting that it was his family that was turning down the money that the Ravens were offering last year.
Oh, really? So they offered him a big nut, and he said no.
Right. I guess he kept saying no, and I'm not sure why. I don't know all the particulars of the deal that was being offered. But I guess his mom is really heavily involved in what's going on.
Okay.
And they just never came to a contract resolution. Then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And now what? So now what do you do if you're the Browns? What do you do if you're the Baltimore Ravens? I guess you have to pay these guys on a prove-it deal. Uh-huh. And then worst case scenario is they go out and they prove it, and then you're going to have to give them huge contracts. But I guess those would probably be contracts that you would be willing to give if they go deep into the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I look around and I say, what's that offer? How much? Where are the guarantees? Let's sign up right now.
Yeah.
I would jump all over it. Absolutely all over it. And as far as we know, the Browns have not offered Baker Mayfield anything. They're waiting this whole thing out.
They're gonna let them play it out. And remember, they can also tag those guys. And, you know, speaking of quarterbacks and speaking of let's see what we have here, that's exactly what the Giants are going to do with, and this is what Joe Shane was talking about. You know, he has a very tricky salary cap situation. He's got to move guys in and out, and he wants to see what Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones can do together.
Yeah, there's no way that the Giants are going to be active in free agency.
Because they can't. It'd be the other way.
They're going to be releasing guys.
Or trading guys or whatever. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of work to do with that roster. A ton.
Sounds great to get the job, doesn't it? And then when you sit down in the seat and you start looking at the numbers and you start talking contracts and players, there are going to be some really hard decisions that are going to have to be made. The one decision that seems to be made already is that both Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones will be on the team moving forward.
That's what it sounds like. I mean, to me, if you really wanted to change the course of things, then you would go in a different direction with both of those guys.
But again, so the Giant ownership is telling these guys, we want these players here. We've been down this road before.
But what if Joe Shane, all right, I'll give you, you gave me a hypothetical before, I'll give you a hypothetical. Let's say Joe Shane says, man, I really didn't expect to fall in love with Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett, but this guy is everything I ever wanted in a quarterback. We got to draft him. And they said, well, what do you think that John Mara's going to be like, what do we talk about when you got the job? We're going with Daniel. I mean, is that really what's going to happen?
How about if he says, you know, we take our seventh pick and we trade down a little bit and we get like three more second picks back and I'm able to take Malik Willis with, say, the 15th pick, but we picked up three other picks.
Sounds good to me.
Right, so you may be able to do stuff, you know, something like that. He's still got to get through all the process, and he's talking to all the different, you know, scouts that they have. He's probably readjusting some of that as we speak right now. But he's got an enormous job in front of him.
He basically said it at his press conference.
He knew it.
He knew, yeah.
I just feel like the Giants are right smack dab back in the middle of, hey, these guys are staying here, and we want to see what they can do.
Yeah, which is sort of what happened during the Gettleman and Shermer situation. Eli's staying here. One more run. One more time around the block. Yeah. And that set him back years and years and years.
Yeah, but I don't know, you know, personally for me, looking at just minor tape of some of these kids, I mean, it's hard to tell without meeting them whether or not they have what it takes.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. Then again, you know, we still have to wait and see whether or not Zach Wilson has what it takes.
Yeah, which I'm not feeling all that great about, but we'll see. Hopefully a bounce back, rebound sophomore season where he's just knocking our socks off. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer's got a sports minute for you. We'll come right back right after this.
All right, Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.